Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The case of Sandra Birchmore getting more and more attention as more evidence is coming out. Sandra Birchmore, the young woman, 23-year-old, found dead in her apartment in 2021. One of her lovers, boyfriends, friends, I don't know, Matthew Farwell, whatever you want to call him, abusers, I think would probably be the correct term, considering he started going after her at the age of 12, and then, you know, basically groomed her up until the age of 23, where he's now accused of murdering her after she was pregnant. Joining me to discuss this and some of the new findings here, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Yeah, there's actual video now of Matthew Farwell entering her building on security camera, right before the crime takes place, right before, right after. I don't have it directly in front of me, but it's kind of damning. I don't know that there's really any way out for Mr. Farwell at this point.
Oh yeah, and one thing that stood out to me about the reports on that video is that this police officer was known for being resistant to wearing a mask during COVID and all that. But apparently on the surveillance video where he's shown going to her residence shortly before, he's got a mask on.
Yeah.
And why would he do that unless he's trying to sort of hide his identity? I think that is even more inculpatory.
It's one of those weird things you thought about during COVID after a couple beverages or something. I wonder how many people are going to try and get away with murder by wearing a mask right now. The dark things you think about. But yeah, I mean,
not this, for me.
Yeah, me, definitely. But this is something that really puts him right there. And of course, you have the accusations of the sexual abuse, the evidence of the sexual abuse. You have also the other brother who apparently was sexually active with her allegedly while she was of age. At least that's what the story says right now. You have the school resource officer. This is someone who's just being passed around like a sex toy. I mean, it sounds horrible. We're talking about a human being, but that's literally how these people were treating this young woman that they knew from 12. It's despicable.
Totally. And like you said, it was kind of like a conspiratorial group approach. Like it was Farwell, his brother, there were other police officers involved. You know, they have this that naturally, just by being police officers, they have more power over other people. And then on top of that, you know, she was impressionable. She was clearly looking to get into this line of work. And just what a sad state of affairs for a vulnerable young woman who's now gone.
It is. And it is shocking. The fact that we do have the accusations, and I know that they have lost their credentials, his brother, and also the school resource officer. The credentials are gone. They're not going to be able to be police officers ever again. Is there any criminal charges that could ever be brought there? Is there anything criminal that was even done? If she was over the age of 18 and they had sexual contact, is there anything that goes back where if she was, and I don't know that she was, but say a student at some point in time, underneath any of these people, is there anything that can be brought up there with a murder or maybe just knowledge of Farwell, of Matthew, if they know something about him?
You know, unless there's significant evidence that this was non-consensual, it's going to be really tough. Now, there's some sort of arcane statutes in some states that talk about police or official misconduct where you're engaging in like inappropriate acts while being paid by the state or something like that. So it's at least possible that they could look at one of those more esoteric charges for this, but I think it's unlikely.
What if they could show that they knew one of these guys knew that Matthew Farwell was having an inappropriate relationship with her while she was underage and didn't say anything, either encouraged it, just went along with it, whatever, but never tried to stop or say a word about it. Is that chargeable? Just having the knowledge.
You know, as dastardly as that might be, I'm not sure it rises to the level of criminal activity. No. You know, you can know something is really bad is going on. And you, in most states, you don't have an affirmative duty to report it. Now, the fact that they're police officers, does that somehow make them
a required like reporter, reporters
such that they have to disclose it? I would have to look at the laws of that state, but something to look at.
Yeah. I mean, because in most states, mandatory reporters would be a police officer, would they not?
Certainly in some states, if a police officer sees and is aware of obvious criminal activity, especially grievous criminal activity like underage sex assault, I would imagine that there is some affirmative duty on their part, not necessarily a regular citizen, but a police officer.
Probably not a crazy penalty for something like that, but I mean, something that could at least be examined. I hope that the names stop. I hope this isn't something where more people were involved, but we just don't know the answer to that right now. The police department, the city of Canton, they're trying to correct this, supposedly. They now have hired the firm Five Stones Intelligence to audit the Canton Police Department in light of the Sandra Birchmore case and the Karen Reed case, because we have a lot of, you know, sharing of actors. It's like watching, you know, Cheers and Wings back in the 90s, if anyone remembers doing that. Sometimes you have characters cross over a little bit, except it's a real twisted version of it. This is making me wonder, okay, you got the third party coming in here auditing. Thank goodness it's not just an independent investigation. What goes on in an audit with something like this?
You know, I think it's surely a step in the right direction. And sometimes it's like the federal authorities that come in and do it. Sometimes it's a third party organization like this. And what they're going to do is they're going to conduct interviews. They're going to unearth documentation. They're going to interview witnesses. They're going to procure evidence. And then they're going to generate a report with findings and sometimes with recommendations. And those are really significant. That report will likely be public. And so there'll be public pressure for the agency to respond appropriately to whatever the findings or recommendations are of this investigation.
If they find things that were seriously wrong, I mean, how does that work? Like, what if they unearth, you know, this is not a financial audit, this is a human audit, basically, of looking at character, looking for illegal activities or inappropriate activities. If you're the auditor and you find something, I mean, just let's theoretically say this is theoretically. They find texts or some emails or something that point to someone else having an inappropriate relationship here. Does that then, do they report? I mean, they are auditing the police. So do you report that to the police or how do you go about making sure that justice is served on something like that? Do you just throw it out to the community? By the way, we're finding this and we're letting the police know, that the judicial system know right now, the DA, that we're finding this.
My apprehension is that they would report this to sort of a higher level umbrella state agency, like the Attorney General's office,
yeah,
an agency that is removed and separate from the police department. Because, yeah, if you go to the police department and say, hey, your cops are committing a bunch of crimes, charge them with crimes, there's the obvious conflict of interest and reluctance on behalf of the police department to do that. So I think it'd be the Attorney General's office that may receive the report and take action.
And obviously they're aware of what's going on now, so they're probably taking it a bit more serious than it would be if it was just somewhere in her office here. There's a lot of things in this case, and it seems like, you know, a lot of investigation just wasn't done because it was ruled a suicide right away. I mean, we've seen this story before, seemingly out of there, where just things don't seem to go the way they should in terms of a thorough investigation. That being said, if this does go to trial, you know, it's his own cohorts who didn't investigate this, which means there just isn't a lot of physical evidence to the scene. I mean, granted, we have the video, there are some things, but, you know, physical DNA evidence, things of that nature don't exist. And the investigation wasn't there. I mean, could this somehow, are they going to in some way be able to look back on this and go, there's just not enough to convict him because the investigation didn't happen, which was the goal the whole time?
It's a very real concern. And look, law enforcement, on the one hand, knows how to identify and procure evidence of guilt. On the other hand, they kind of know what the absence of evidence would look like, what measures could be taken to further, that kind of an objective in terms of a cover-up, in terms of, you know, ensuring that things aren't documented, reports aren't made, stuff like that. And that could be what happened here. And that could be a death knell for the prosecution.
Is that why we have the FBI involved right now? Because it just wasn't getting done and they knew that? I mean, what brought the FBI into this initially?
So typically, a state law enforcement agency has to contact the FBI and request that assistance. Not always, but that's often how it's done. So I'm just wondering if due to the obvious conflict, they can't investigate themselves, this police department, the FBI came in at that juncture. And also to try to ensure that there's no ongoing cover-up and perhaps rectify prior errors and a lack of investigation to the extent possible.
Yeah, like the new guard may be looking at this going, okay, we don't want to look like we are doing the bad job here at this or covering things up. Let's bring them in. I mean, I know they can call them in, but would it require like any sort of requirement, interstate, anything to make them, or can they just go in simply at the request of the authorities?
Yeah, they can usually just go in, and it's actually pretty common in Colorado that for the for state law enforcement agencies to work in conjunction with the FBI for large like drug interdiction operations, large organized crime investigations, and so not uncommon at all for the FBI to be involved in state matters like this, and for I think they bring an added layer of objectivity to a case like this.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out and what they find in these investigations and how it'll affect not only the Sandra Birchmore case, but also Karen Reed. But that's a topic for another day. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.